Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. We have registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from right here in Madison, Minnesota, Immunutrition and Madison Healthcare Services with us. Welcome in from this chilly day, Amber.
It is a little chilly out there.
I'm having a hard time warming up. It's part of cold old age, I think, you know.
Sure.
I used to go into a building, I'd warm up. Now I don't warm up anymore. So
well,
maybe there's a nutritional reason for that we can discuss someday. Or maybe I'm just old. I don't know.
Food does impact, certainly, our warmth. Yeah. Yes,
it does. But, well, that'd be a good one to talk about sometime.
It would.
All right. But we're not going to talk about that today.
Not today.
So we're going to talk about some new developments that have come up in the medical world and the scientific world about processed meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Processed meat.
What could you tell us?
Well, everybody loves it. We'll start there. It includes things like bacon. Most people are a fan of bacon. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs, brats, lunch meats, all sorts of things like that. And there's been a resurgence in the conversation around processed meat. There's been a couple of news stories about the World Health Organization categorizing it as a class one carcinogen. And the other things that fall into that class one category are things like tobacco, alcohol, asbestos. So that can be kind of a scary thing to see or to read. And actually, this classification happened years ago. But now just with the new food pyramid, which we talked about last week, and the increase in diets like keto and paleo and all of these different things, the conversation has kind of surged again. And we've talked before about processed meat, you know, with some of the studies that have come out, in particular with regards to gut health, colon health, things like that. So I thought today we could dive in just a little bit to what looks like a scary headline and what does it actually mean? So, like I said, when we talk about those group one carcinogens, really what it's saying is that there is convincing evidence that it can cause cancer in humans. Now, that's not saying that if you go to a baseball game and have a hot dog, that you are now going to develop cancer because you ate that hot dog, right? There's a number of things that go into this risk, especially frequency, how much you're eating, so how much, how often, what type. What else are you having? There's a number of things that factor in. So when you think about what counts as processed meat, I listed off a few of those things, but really it's our meats that are preserved or flavored through methods like curing or smoking or sometimes fermenting. So bacon, ham, sausage, hot dogs, deli meats, pepperoni, salami, jerky, meat sticks. And the sales of a lot of those things have increased in recent years as some of those diets that I mentioned have become more popular and as people have become more fearful of carbohydrates, which, as we've talked about before, carbohydrates are not our enemy. It all comes down to quality of food, right? So when we talk about why these foods seem to be problematic, there's a few different reasons, but the biggest reason is one of the things that gets added to it, or a couple of the things that get added, nitrites and nitrates. We often see sodium nitrite or sodium nitrate added in that ingredient list. And that's probably the biggest factor in what increases our risk beyond what we would do to other foods. So there are other factors like high temperature cooking, whether it's a processed meat or a piece of steak. We know that can increase some carcinogenic properties or cancer-causing properties. But beyond that, it's the addition of those nitrites and nitrates that seems to be most problematic. Now, you can buy lunch meats and all sorts of things that don't have them in there. So we'll talk about in just a moment what to look for on the label if you're trying to make maybe a better choice that reduces risk a little bit. But when we talk about the risk and the carcinogenic potential, the strongest evidence comes in with colorectal cancer. So that one has a pretty, when we look at the research, pretty consistent dose-dependent relationship. So the greater the intake of processed meat, the greater the risk of developing colorectal cancer. There's some links potentially to other cancers like stomach cancer, inconsistent and limited research when it comes to breast and prostate cancer, but the biggest driver in that classification is the data that we have on colorectal cancer risk. So how much do you have to eat to increase your risk? Well, what the research shows is that probably about 50 grams of processed meat per day, which is the equivalent of about a hot dog or two slices of bacon or a couple of slices of deli meat can increase risk by about 18%. So that's if you're having it every single day, one of those servings. Now, this is a relative risk. So like I said, if we are having it every single day, if we're eating an overall low fiber diet, because we know that higher fiber intake decreases risk of colorectal cancer. That's what the research shows us with fiber. So if we're eating a lot of processed meat and also not eating very many fiber-rich foods, that's going to increase your risk even more. So with that, low fruit and vegetable intake, a sedentary lifestyle, all of that is going to factor in. Now, one of the things that I think is interesting, when we think about processed meat in the American diet, the biggest place, or one of the bigger places we see it come into play, is with kids. So on any given day, about 55 to 65% of children are eating some kind of processed meat, whether that's bacon, sausage, a lunch meat sandwich, hot dogs, corn dogs, pepperoni on pizza, any of those foods count. So while I think it's really important to note that there's no evidence that kids eating these foods have an increased risk of childhood cancer, that's not something that we have evidence to suggest is true. But we do know that kids who eat a lot more processed meat as kids tend to eat more processed meat as adults as well. So it's more about the trajectory that we're putting people on, if that's a main part of the diet. It also tends to be linked with higher sodium intake overall, lower fiber intake overall, lower fruit and vegetable intake, kind of the same things that we see in adults. So when we think about where they're getting them, school lunches, convenience foods, Lunchable type things, where we're getting the little slices of ham, it's not about not ever eating those at all, right? It's about variety. And we talk about variety a lot on this show.
Moderation.
Because the bigger the variety in our intake, the less likely we are to take in too much of anything, and the more likely we are to get enough of the things that we need. So when we're eating a variety of different foods, it just helps us ensure we're not taking in excessive amounts of things that could be linked to cancer, that could put us on a less nourishing trajectory. So when you are thinking about buying stuff at the store, if you want to choose better options, the World Health Organization hasn't said that foods that say no nitrites added are not increasing risk for colorectal cancer. However, because we know that the nitrites and nitrates can be problematic, looking for those on labels, trying to buy options that don't contain those might be a better choice. So just paying attention to the labels when you have them. And also, when we think about that variety, just thinking about other things you can make a sandwich out of. Mix in peanut butter and jelly, or egg salad, or grilled cheese, tuna.
Fried egg sandwiches.
Fried egg sandwiches are delicious, and they're great. Shredded chicken, we do that a lot. That's one of our big go-tos for school lunches, is we make shredded chicken at the beginning of the week, and we use that for sandwiches. Or shredded beef or pork, or, you know, making a roast and slicing it and using that as sandwiches throughout the week.
I think I was a kid, I used to subsist on peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. You know.
Yeah,
I think that's
a big
thing.
I don't know if that's that popular anymore, but everybody used to eat peanut butter and jelly.
My 4-year-old has asked for it multiple times a day, so I think it's still pretty popular. But it doesn't have to be that processed meat is gone completely. It's that maybe we just try to rotate it in with some of these other things, especially if it's something you enjoy, right? We talk about that all the time. You need to enjoy the foods that you're eating. No one food is going to be the downfall of your existence, of your health. It's all about the totality of what you're eating. So that big win comes
in combination with the rest of your lifestyle.
Exactly. Yeah. Reduce stress. Move your body.
I had one guy who came in one time, and he was complaining. He'd read a story about how dangerous it was to eat eggs.
Sure.
But he smoked 2 packs a day. So we're just laughing.
Yes.
probably the least of your worries. You know?
I had a conversation with someone recently who doesn't want to eat canned vegetables because of the chemicals that are in there, but they also eat Little Debbie snacks every day. So it does. It comes down to the totality of what we're eating. We justify things in our mind for what's okay, what's not okay. Just get variety. Aim for the real food. Get lots of fiber. Drink water. Be variable in what you eat. And don't worry so much about those, like, wild headlines. Just try not to eat the same thing for lunch every day.
All right.
Easy, right?
Oh, nothing to it.
Yeah.
Well, good advice, Amber. Appreciate a little update there on the world of nutrition.
Thank you.
And we're going to do that again all over 1 week from today in another Taco Tuesday. In the meantime, how can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U, nutrition.com. On Facebook at imunutrition, or call up to the clinic here in Madison and schedule an appointment.
All right, and we'll see you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.